June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The one as time has run out. Boy, Oklahoma City had the lead in the fourth quarter, but as is their custom, the Pacers rallied and were able to finish this one off 116 to 107.
Good morning, Metroplex. That opens up the Thursday edition of Sean and RJ live on a rainy, messy, nasty Thursday here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. I'm Sean Sharif alongside RJ Choppy. Cowboys insider Bobby Belt with a practice recap at 6:20. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. And you all have officially won the NBA Finals debate over this being a tougher series or not, as if Oklahoma City is going to win, it's going to have to come in at least 6 games. Pacers take game 3. This was a fun game. It was a good game.
Oh, easily the best game of the series, because, you know, game 1 had the drama, but, I mean, that was...
not to the end.
Not, there was the very end. It was the last handful of minutes. This was a really, really fun game. And, you know, like, it was... there was a point there in the... you know, in the third quarter where, like, you know, it was Indiana had the lead coming out of half, and all of a sudden, you know, the Thunder kind of took control of the game a little bit. But Indy just made the shots that they had to just keep it within, like, 5. And then all of a sudden, fourth quarter rolls around, and that was a really fun ending to this.
Yeah, I mean, look, this was a really good game overall. Obviously, Indiana kind of pulls away in the last few minutes and puts it out. But it was like... you remember we were talking about the Knicks and how tight Thibodeau's rotation had gotten in the playoffs, where it's like, you're basically playing 7 dudes. What's your problem, man? Like, you look at how just complete and well-rounded Indiana is. This is going to be a great argument for just the continued discussion that's gone on in the NBA for years before about just the idea of team basketball. 8 different players made shots for them in the fourth quarter. They had 8 guys come in and contribute in that fourth quarter. And so... I mean, they are a shining example, just like Toronto was with Kawhi Leonard, just like the Pistons when they beat the Lakers 20 years ago. Like, it's team basketball with Indiana, and it's Rick Carlisle.
There is no sport, no league, more so than the NBA, where in this type of situation, your role players, your no-names, step up and have a good game at home. I bet on Indy's role players.
Well,
I just bet on the wrong one. I bet on Nembhard hitting 2 threes. It was not him. It was Benedict Mathurin with 27 points off the bench, 9 of 12 from the field, 2 of 3 from 3, 7 of 8 from the free throw line, and we had not seen or really heard or remembered his name whatsoever in the first 2 games, but this is what happens at home, where your no-names, they get that extra juice. Yep.
And look, I mean, he was hurt last year.
I think he was
their
second leading scorer during the season.
He's a good player. I mean, he was really good in college. I think he was like the 5th or 6th overall pick. When he was at Arizona, he was fantastic. And, you know, he goes to the NBA, and he's kind of had a anonymous start to his career. But, boy, you're right. I mean, last night, he was just tremendous. And McConnell off the bench was really, really good. Did I see a stat?
It was fun watching McConnell's dad in the crowd. What a dream.
Yeah, that's cool.
He was chugging down some drink.
Did you see what stat?
this that he's the first player in NBA history, that one, to have a 10-5-5 off the bench in an NBA Finals game?
I saw it.
How the hell is that possible?
No idea.
Ginobili never had 10-5-5 in a Finals game?
Ginobili was a scrub, so I mean,
Jason Terry never had 10-5-5?
No, Jason Terry was going to put up 10 threes and make five of them.
Like, did Sean Marion ever come off the bench? I know he was, you know, a starting number, starting caliber. I couldn't remember if he came off the bench. Lou Will?
Somebody else contributing at that kind of level. But I mean, like, that's
in a Finals game? That's
Maybe a lot of those guys didn't make the... Did Lou Will make a Finals?
Maybe anyway, not.
I don't know. Like,
I'm just going back. Like, the 90s Bulls, like, surely Kukoc came off the bench one of those games.
Right.
You know, like... I don't know. It just didn't make a whole lot of sense. Like, that's the first time ever? Okay.
And we're naming all these names. Rick Carlisle afterwards said that's what it's going to take.
TJ just brought a competitive will to the game. You know, Mathurin jumped in there and immediately was aggressive and got the ball in the basket. And, you know, look, this is the kind of team that we are. We need everybody to be ready. It's not always going to be exactly the same guys that are stepping up with scoring and stuff like that. But, you know, this is how we got to do it, and we got to do it as a team, and you know, we got to make it as hard as possible on them.
Miles Turner had a bad shooting night, but he had moments with five blocks. I'm falling in love with Obi Toppin, the slam dunk winner. He's this year's version of Aaron Gordon for me, the freak athlete out there, comes up with a big play. He did it last night as well with eight. And then, you know, Ben Shepherd, who I don't even remember playing, he came off the bench as well to help everybody out.
Yeah, and on the, I was just looking this up. I was trying to figure out the specifics. On the McConnell front, the 10-5-5 is related strictly to steals. So it was his five steals. It wasn't that he had 10-5-5 rebounds and assists. It was the steal angle that did it for him. But, this has been consistently... This is why I think people are so hesitant, like, when you watch a game last night where, I mean, Tyrese Halliburton played... really, really well. But, like, this is why there's maybe been some hesitation about just, like, how much is Tyrese Halliburton a guy that carries your team or that you lean on? Because Indiana is just so complete, and it's always somebody different. Like you mentioned last night, it can be McConnell. It can be Mathurin. It can be, in the Knicks series, or it was Nesmith who was coming out there and just raining down threes in the fourth quarter. They're just, it's a new person every night. It does feel similar to Carlisle's last team. They just don't have a Dirk necessarily.
You ready for my hot take?
Yeah, let's hear it.
You guys had your fun. You guys can pat yourselves on the back.
Oh, you're going Thunder and Six now.
Thunder and Six.
I think I'm still picking Thunder.
I mean, I wouldn't.
I'm watching the game last night, and I'm like, OKC is still the better team. Shea had a slow start. To me, Halliburton is not getting the right type of offense that you need from him consistently. It's either going to be that little running teardrop, or it's going to be this quick catch and shoot three. Last night, he made the threes. That was his offensive game. He had four threes made, 11 assists, 9 rebounds, a great all-around game. I bet on the over with the rebounds. He easily went and did that. But unless, you know, Nesmith, Nemhard, and that's the thing about Indiana. It could rotate. Anyone can do it. Shea will score easily over 30 in the next game, and they will go back home and end this in six.
Yeah, look, I still think it's going to be in Thunder and seven, but I mean, I still think, you know, OKC will probably win the series. You know, the issue with Shea is, like, you know, are they going to get, like, that last night they didn't give him, I didn't think, some of the calls you would have gotten in the regular season. If they're going to continue to do that, I think it's a live series here. Because if he's not going to get the same kind of calls that he got and he's accustomed to, and he's going to try to foul merchant that thing, That's just going to lead to some missed shots.
I didn't notice him getting screwed.
Oh, he wasn't getting screwed. No, I don't think he was getting screwed.
He didn't get
I think that they give him a generous whistle during the regular season, and they've tightened it up a little bit.
I got to see what his... It felt like he was driving less last night.
Yeah.
Because
it wasn't his slithery, total, easy mid-range game, at least to start off.
No, and you look at... Like, I'm looking at his shot chart right now. Yeah, he had his typical, you know, six shots basically at the rim. But there's a lot of this that's just settling for 18, 20 feet on there. Like when you look at the way the shot chart breaks down and the way that he did it, it's that it felt like, I mean, he was still doing his typical penetration. Credit to Indiana playing really well. It's also, when you mentioned Miles Turner, like, getting five blocks, that's something that factors into how much do you want to go to the rim and try and challenge Miles Turner.
And OKC wasted a big night from the starters. Chet was fantastic, especially early on with 20. And then Jalen Williams was the best player on the floor, period. Jalen Williams, their number two, with 26 picks, 9 of 17, 7 free throws made. I still like can't wrap my mind around him being such a good player. He doesn't look... He doesn't look it. He doesn't look explosive. I know he's a high mid-round pick coming out of college. And if Sam Presti looks at you and drafts you, you're probably going to be fantastic. But Jalen Williams, I'm just like, eh. But last night, he was fantastic.
He was great. I you mentioned not looking like a basketball player, not looking like he should be like as good as he is. That's the feeling I get. And the main reason why I still hope to this day that the Pacers somehow pull this out. And I was getting... sales guy Cody angry at me last night. He like legitimately told me to F off after the game.
Oh no.
But
because he's a Thunder fan.
Yeah, he's a big Thunder fan. And the thing is Lou Dort, I cannot stand watching that dude play basketball.
He's thick.
That it's not just the thing, like he is such a little like irritant and like I mean he's good. It's one of those guys you probably want on your team when it's your team and everybody else hates him. But there's two reasons to root against the Thunder. It's Lou Dort and it's Matt Pinto. Just root against those two.
Pinto, there you
and,
go.
And that's the we need America needs the Pacers to win just because of those two.
I mean we're literally trying to just get the Stars to get a Lou Dort.
Yes. Dort didn't do anything that annoying last night.
No, it just he's an irritant in general. I don't like the little side swipes. I don't like the way that he plays the game in general. Although last night, I mean, he was much better. Like in terms of you watch the way that he plays on the perimeter stuff. He doesn't look like a guy who'd ever knock down a three because of how like bulky he
well,
is.
That's
and everything
the only
else.
Thing he can do. Is
no,
stand
I know.
Out there.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He doesn't look like he fits his game at all. But you mentioned the Stars. That was the other thing we got last night was the Miles Turner walking in with the Tyler Seguin jersey. A nice shout out.
All right, so the Pacers take the 2-1 series lead with Game 4 at home where it's more than just basketball. My apologies for shinxing the Texas Rangers.
Lighter ready. He kicks and fires. Swinging. There's a high drive, well-hit ball deep into center. Going back on this is Carter. He looks up and it's gone. Byron Buxton hits his 11th home run of the year. It comes with two men on board and gives Minnesota a 3-2 lead.
Byron Buxton hits the second longest home run in baseball this season, 479 feet, as the Rangers lose to the Twins who pulled away 6-2. My mom said it. I wish someone out there would have done it over the years. Just go the exact opposite of whatever I tweet. As soon as I tweet something, moments later, go ahead and just bet it. Put money down because I was sitting there and I was getting geared up for the basketball game and I'm like, okay, I'm enjoying watching the Rangers here a little bit. Marcus Semien going deep. Jack Leiter out there with his stuff. Here's Evan Carter starting to catch. This is going to be fun now. And then, bam, just like that, Minnesota scores 3 in the 3rd, 3 in the 5th. Ball game.
Yeah, and it was, like you mentioned early on, you get the Semien home run, which that was smoked. Look, I mean, when he hit that thing, he just starts immediately going into the home run trot. You get the second run up. You're up 2-0. You feel like Leiter's been pitching well. And when he got into that jam specifically where the Buxton home run hit, where he puts two men on instantly, I was like, all right, are we going to see, can we see a repeat of what he did last week? Where he got the runners on the corners, nobody out, and then he stood in there, got the strikeout, got the pop-up, got the strikeout. And then he hung one up there for Buxton, and that's,
literally hung one up there.
It's because Sean's like saying it's the second longest over of the year. When Buxton hit it, I'm like watching, and you watch Minnesota in that stadium, like you're watching, you're like, yeah, that could stay in, right? Like it just feels so deep in that like left center pitch right there. But when I was watching that, I was really hoping, all right, let's see Leiter battle. He scrapped all night, but I mean, again, you had some control issues. He was walking guys last night. The fastball velocity looked good. It's just nothing secondary looked like it was working very well for Leiter. And then obviously, once you put up those two runs, bats kind of fell asleep for the rest of the way.
Look, I mean, you hung a really bad slider to the wrong guy, and you know, the problem is you had walked the dude before him, who's like one of the worst hitters of the team, and like that's you're putting yourself in a spot where you're gonna hang that pit. He was sitting. Dead slider, too. You can just tell nobody's hitting 479 when they're out in front of it and they're just kind of getting the bat on the ball. I mean, he was sitting slider. He got the slider. Or he stood off speed. He got the slider. And then you just hung it. It had basically no break, no movement at all. And then that's that. That turned out to be the game. And then, you know, they get screwed in the buck. They got screwed in the buck call. Two innings later, and that never. Who knows what would have happened that inning? But I mean, they just had a lack of base runners after that.
Every single hit he gave up last night, Jack Leiter was on his secondary stuff. Not a single hit off the fastball.
Wow.
And the fastball velocity, like he was cranking the fastball up to like 99. And I knew they threw the graphic up there. He's got like the third or fourth highest average fastball velocity in baseball this year. That was working. He looked like he had precision with it. It's just he couldn't work in any of the changeup, the slider, nothing like that.
Game three today with Patrick Corbin on the mound. I actually thought his ERA was better than this. What is it? Guess.
3.48.
The 3.52. Bobby there close going up against sub four on the other side. 11:30 pregame on 105.3 The Fan.
I don't even. That's KNC asked if we wanted to do that final hour that the 10 to 11, and we buffed that with great prejudice.
11:30 pregame, 12:10 first pitch on your home for Rangers baseball. The Dallas Cowboy who is looking, and I quote, really, 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 really good. And I may have missed four reallys. You hear for yourself. Who is the Cowboy, according to Coach Schottenheimer? Bobby takes us inside the Star for a Cowboys practice recap. You're only going to get here on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And we do that here on your official home of the Dallas Cowboys with our insider Bobby Belt attending Cowboys practice all week long on DFW Sports Station. We got a lot of Cowboys news to get to, including the Jerry Jones Netflix release on August 19th. It is the Dallas Cowboys, America's team, the gambler, and his Cowboys. You got that. Trayvon Diggs says he's aiming for week one, and we're going to get the LA Rams in Oxnard. All of that as we go inside the Star.
Yeah, it was a busy day yesterday. I was surprised, by the way, we got that announcement of the release date, because I know it's not done yet. Like, and so anytime they put a release date out for anything that's not actually finished yet, I'm always surprised by it.
Well, weren't they always like,
they had a target at range.
Yeah, roughly. But I'm talking about TV shows. Like, doesn't South Park write it like the week of?
Yeah. South Park's turnaround time, the way that they're able to do things, is nuts.
And I imagine Hard Knocks in season is probably a quick turnaround where they're doing things last second. I know one episode of Vanderpump Rules, I think Scandoval, they were editing last second, I believe. Rest in peace, Vanderpump Rules.
All right, so out at Cowboys minicamp yesterday, the top headline was Micah Parsons. So Micah, we had anticipated he wasn't going to do anything on the field, was the anticipation. He had said, yeah, I might go out there Wednesday, do some stuff if my back isn't tight. And it's like, all right, just say you're holding in, dude. But he's out there. He's watching the D-line drills. They were inside. And he's got his beanie on. Does not look like he's going to be doing anything. And then you see him just kind of looking around. And he kind of waves at somebody. And one of the equipment guys comes over, hands him a helmet. He takes off his beanie, puts the helmet on. And he goes, get out of the way. I'm getting in there. And he got in the defensive line drills. And it wasn't just that. The way it works, they got these. They got the two guys there. And it's this competition, basically. They will snap a ball or simulate snapping a ball, and you're supposed to get off and go through the bag. And it's like this, you know, all right, let's see who's off the ball quicker. And so it's like it becomes this little competition. Micah had them do it 3-4 times in a row, and I can't remember who he was doing it across from, but he did it, and he goes, no, back again. And then he went back, and so like you could tell he's been itching.
Were you guys scurrying when you're like, oh my God, Micah, what's Micah doing? So he had to be. It's like that cockroach in the hallway.
The one Choppy's not even killing. He's like just brushing down the hall. Like, hey,
I wanted everybody to see it.
Look at this guy.
He wants to do his Nat Geo.
Yeah.
Narration of the cockroach.
The cockroach in the Americas in north of downtown lives a good life.
So it was. It's funny when that kind of thing happens. It depends on how obvious it is to everyone. If Mike is slipping on his helmet and they got all these different position groups, then you're kind of quietly just like, don't look like I'm panicking too much to take this photo. Let's make sure I get the only photo of Micah slipping this on. If it's something where, all right, it's happening right in front of you, you're communicating, you're saying, hey, do you see this? So-and-so's doing this or whatever else. This one was everybody could kind of tell. And so you're just quickly over there like, oh, let's get a shot of Micah because we don't know how long this is going to last. But he stayed out there for the next 2 or 3 drills they were doing. When they went to team period, he came off the field, didn't participate in that. But he couldn't help himself. He loves ball too much, Sean.
Two questions. Number one, did David Mulugeta know that this was happening? Micah's super agent. And number two, did anything that Micah and Jerry discussed the day before kind of nudge Micah or inspire Micah to get out there on the field and show old Jerry, I am worth that $40 million plus? I tagged David Mulugeta on Twitter and said, I bet David Mulugeta is having a stroke right now, having a heart attack, near pass out. I would guess
David Mulugeta knew it was possible that he was going to work. Micah, I don't think, is generally going to step out. And like, if they've had an agreement of like, you're not doing anything, I don't think Micah would have just done it. I think he knew it was possible. Jerry, I don't think anything would have pushed Jerry. In fact, my conspiracy theory in my head was the Cowboys being under the impression he wasn't going to do anything, because I think that has been their impression in large part. And maybe, you know, David and Micah, they talk a little bit and they go like, just, you know, throw the helmet on. Just get him just out of nowhere. Just run into a drill, get him all excited, and then just step back out or whatever. And like get some buzz going about you being out there and you looking like, oh man, this is the kind of guy that I am. I'm so competitive. I couldn't even sit this one out. I thought that was more possible, but he definitely, if he was acting and that was calculated, he played it awful. I think the reality is he did just get an itch and went, I need to get in here, and the competitiveness kind of got to him.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the agent would have an issue if he was like doing like team, if he was in teams.
Was he running? What speed percentage was he running?
So he was doing drills that like simulate coming off the ball both times. So he wasn't like doing full sprints or anything. He was just doing like down in a stance and then bursting off the line and then running around a bag. And then he ran around a hoop.
So like
he did
75%?
Yeah, just the he definitely was exploding out of his stance. Yeah. So I mean, but that was it.
If he gets hurt there, that was a ticking time bomb anyway. It was going to happen.
No.
Oh, absolutely. There's no risk of injury in that.
And you don't do it before you sign your deal.
Athletes. Like they're play pickup basketball in the offseason.
Agent, and $40 million is $40 million. I'm not saying it wipes out the entire deal. Noah Brown got carted off yesterday.
Yeah,
like you don't know. You don't mess around with that. And the second part of it is, unless this pushes Jerry and Steven over the edge to say, this is the type of guy we wanted to wait and see, and this is the leadership we're talking about. Sign the deal. That was the final cherry. gave the impression that you can't stay away. You that did not help unless what I just said applies. That in no way, I don't know whether I don't know how much it hurt, but that in no way helped the appearance or thought that Micah Parsons is not going to come around your football team or participate when you're trying to win games.
Yeah, I don't know that it changes the negotiation at all. Like, he was always going to play week one, and he was never going to sign before camp because the Cowboys aren't going to do that. The Cowboys are going to make him wait till August, whatever. They're going to fart around with this thing like they always do, whether it's Dak week, you know, opening night or opening day or CD or Zach.
What if he blew his knee out? You still think they're just signing him before the season?
I mean, they might. I mean, they did with Dak. You know, they signed with Dak. Again, different position. But, I mean, also, like, you know, he's not going to blow his knee out there.
Okay. Achilles.
If he was doing team drills, I would have a bigger issue
with that. Achilles. He's exploding out of his stance. He's running the hoop drill, so he's going to be extending that Achilles tendon. Like, you could absolutely, likely, but you could do something there.
Half of a percent chance.
Sure. It's a small chance.
Yeah.
But if it happens,
it's about the same chance that he would have it. He would probably have a greater chance in the weight room doing.
I would also do
any kind of explosive weight activity.
I would also say, like, exploding out of your stance like that, though, like pushing off of that, and then it's the first time you've done field work. Those first few reps are going to be some of the higher percentage chances of.
I'm not saying it's going to happen. I agree with the percentage that you're talking about. All I'm saying is, if you don't go on the field, there's a 0% chance
of
it happening.
And like,
well,
you say,
there's a 0% chance there. I'm saying, like, it could still happen in the weight room. Like, you would have if that Achilles rips in 75%. It's a compromised one anyway. It probably would have been injured in the gym.
Well, like you say, I think it does potentially. It's twofold. Like you say, either they look at it and go, "Man, we needed to see the competitor show his commitment," and this pushes us this way. The other end of it is Dallas sitting there going, "Gotcha. Okay, you're gonna blink. You can't help yourself. So if we just drag this out as long as we want, eventually you're gonna say, fine, because I don't want to miss games. I'll take it. I'll do it." And that's more of what I think it could be.
Let's talk about a teammate of Micah Parsons and a meeting room mate on that defensive line. Brian Schottenheimer on Donovan Ezeraku, who right now could be the darling. It could be Booker. It could be Booker, but Ezeraku is the defensive darling for now.
He's doing great. He's doing really, 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 really great. And again, you know, it's the business side of it's going to get done, but you can't watch the guy and not get excited just watching him do the things that we're doing out there on the grass, the things that we saw coming out of Boston College, and then the work ethic is elite.
He has been, while Micah has been away, it's been Ezeraku kind of simulating his role. So he'll the stand-up Micah stuff, some of the practice stuff they do, it's been Ezeraku doing it. And he's a little undersized. Like, when you look at him, he definitely does stand out as being smaller than some of the other guys. But he is, his tape at Boston College, we talked about it right after he got drafted, he is the most pro-ready pass rusher that was in the draft, to me. More so than Abdul Carter. Like if you're just talking about pass rush traits and nothing else and what he does there, because he's still got some issues in the run. He still gets a little overeager. Because he's smaller, he'll try to dip under guys, and that gets him washed out of the play a lot of times whenever tackling can get their hands on him. But from just pass rush traits, he has a complete toolbox. He's a great athlete, and he knows how to get to the quarterback. And that's why I think for him, you're looking at rookie year, he's going to be probably minimum 6 sacks.
I think it was Broadus on G-Bag who said they really feel like they stole one. Like, they're giddy. They're giddy inside the building. I think it was Broadus.
Yeah, Ezeraku was a guy who they thought was going to go in the first round. Not that they graded him there, but they thought teams were going to take him in the first round. That's where he was projected to go. A lot of teams were surprised he was there on the second day. And I think for the Cowboys, they entered day two with a handful of guys where it's like, if one of these guys falls to us, we're happy. Because we got to wait 14 picks or whatever it was. And Ezeraku was on that list of, I think, like 5 guys. And when he got down there, it's like, easy pick. Don't even have to think about it. This is our pass rusher. This is the guy who can really wreak havoc for us. Also yesterday, we got a lot of notes that we can get through throughout the day. But I think the important thing to jump to is, because we talked about it so much yesterday, Jake Ferguson was back with the first team yesterday and working out. So could be just a reps thing. Could have been something that that specific day they were scaling back his workload a little bit. CD sat out of practice, you know, just kind of measuring his workload last week. So if you look at Ferguson and say, hey, we want you out
CD
there.
CD sat out last week.
Yeah, he sat out a practice last week. So Ferguson yesterday, he was out there. He actually had a really good day. He had a couple catches in 7-on-7 for touchdowns. He and Dak connected on some of the seam throws. But he was good yesterday. And the little bit we saw him on Tuesday when he was with the second team, he didn't look good. So could have just been he was under the weather or something like that.
And Ferg talking about what we've all been talking about, coming off his disappointing 2024.
I mean, yeah, my knee hurt for sure. The concussion was weird, but I've said this before. If I'm out in the field, I should be able to give it my all. So I definitely wasn't satisfied with how I played the whole year last year. I don't think I've ever played a full season and not scored a touchdown. So that was something I came into this offseason really working on. And so just really tried to dial in on that and make sure I was lights out.
You mentioned not having a touchdown last year. Was that something you were like tracking throughout the year, or was it in reflection? You're like, man, I can't believe I didn't have one.
I mean, yeah. I mean, week two, I knew I haven't scored. So, yeah, I mean, that one stung. But at the same time, you know, I was asked to do different stuff. So whether it be chipping or pass pro or something like that, and that's okay. I'm trying to do whatever it takes to have this team win and to go and get our ultimate goal. So whatever they need me to do, it was kind of just a personal thing, probably get over that hump. But at the end of the day, yes, I do want to score touchdowns.
Asked to do different things in Mike's offense, huh?
Oh, my God.
Didn't utilize all your weapons, did you?
God forbid I have you block once in a while.
Didn't use your weapons up. Okay, I get it.
Inside the Star in the home of the Dallas Cowboys here.
Go to yesterday.
On Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. Peyton Russell once got our segment called Life Hacks canceled, and he wants to bring a part of it back for the payload.
Oh, baby.
Thursday edition is next right here on The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, am I hearing this right? The morning show is letting Peyton Russell have his own segment?
I just don't get it. We've known Peyton for years. He's horrible on the mic. I mean, gathering the foreigners, this is going to be a train wreck.
Daddy does work, and Peyton just does board hopping.
That is right. It's Thursday, 6:40. It is the payload. Every Thursday at this time. And we got some fun stories to get to here, but I got to do some cross-promoting real quick. I was listening to the G-Bag Nation yesterday, 5:30, G-Bag of the Day.
Whoa.
Because I had sent Lucius some audio from our fun segment yesterday, High Low. Just some audio there that took place. And I was like, okay, maybe is G-Bag of the Day worthy? It's been a few weeks, I think. Maybe a few months since we've been G-Bag of the Day champion. So I was like, all right, we got to get back out there. We got to get back on the streets out there. Getting a little, win underneath our belt. And so I sent him some audio. He didn't play it, unfortunately. Maybe he's saving it for today or tomorrow. But Lucius started off G-Bag of the Day talking about what he was eating in the Pimp Cup right here, where I'm sitting at right now. And this is how we started off G-Bag of the Day, and just let me know what you think about it.
I had to spray down the Pimp Cup with some Febreze.
Oh, yeah?
I was in here eating my Bootsy tuna, trying to pack on them proteins. Yeah. And I didn't want it to smell like a volleyball locker room or something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's tough.
Ooh, volleyball school. Locker room.
Like a BBL.
Yeah, the BBL smell. Had to protect Carter and everything. You know what I mean?
God, he's so funny, man.
That's
amazing.
Awesome.
They finally unleashed Lucius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were figuring out that his segment was like the highest rated on the show. I would tell the fellow, give him two segments. You guys got 5 hours, except for Ranger season.
Yeah. Yep.
Give him a second segment. The voice, the delivery.
It's only taking 15 years to give him a segment.
That's right.
You know, why not? Why not now?
Yeah, hilarious stuff. I mean, it was just whenever he gets behind the mic and he just gets going, that's why they put it in the Expressway, G-Bag of the Day in LA Live, is you just get 40 minutes straight, basically, of Lucius. He's amazing, dude.
It's good, strong Lucius content. Now I'm curious, you're in with the Gen Z slang.
Yeah.
So, do you know what BBL stands for?
Yeah, is that the Brazilian butt lift?
Bring him up.
Nice.
He got it. I'm impressed.
That's pretty easy.
Yeah. No, because a lot of people still think it is what it used to be, which is what it used to be. Peyton, I'll let you say it.
Big booty Latina.
That's what it used to be. And so I was going to see if he had been disconnected from Gen Z on that one yet.
Okay.
I would have always thought Brazilian butt. I would have. Even 10 years ago, probably.
Really?
No, okay. Probably not. It probably wasn't even a thing then.
I'll write that down. But all right, let's get to the stories here. We have restaurant issues. Do not mess with the restaurant business. Some viral stunts have taken place. They've been going around where customers have been pulling off the eat and return scams. People have been ordering food. They eat half the meal, then telling the wait staff, "No, I didn't really like it all that much. Take it back." And so they take it off the bill. Then they order something else. They eat half of that. And they send that one back. So they're basically trying to make it buffet style here. They're ordering, three or four meals, eating half of it. And this is something that I can't even imagine doing. I'm all for life hacks. But I can't even send my steak back when it's overcooked. I had a situation two or three weeks ago. I was eating at the restaurant that Bobby referenced on Monday. They cooked my steak well done. And I just ate it like a champ. I was like, sorry, I can't do it. I'm just going to eat this food, go along my business. With the meal and then go home after that.
I hope these people like their replacement meal with a side of spit in it. That's what I'd be doing if I was back there in the kitchen. The only thing I can relate to with this is a drink. So went to this new Mexican restaurant a few weeks ago, got a margarita. It was so sweet. It was like I couldn't drink it.
Frozen or on the rocks?
I think it was on the rocks. You have a follow-up to that?
No, that would, like if it was like frozen, it'd be like, okay, that's really like, that's isn't just the machine. Yeah. I guess this would be the machine
still
too.
Put more sugar in it, but it was so sweet. I said, let me just have a beer. And when I made that decision in my mind, and I was pouring water in it to try to to cut it. And I said, all right, I'll take like three more sips. I'll take three more sips of this, but it wasn't like I was trying to get another margarita. I switched the entire drink order, but that's the only time I would ever do this. This is bad.
We were with Kristen's brother years ago for his birthday, and his wife ordered some like fish thing, and she ate it, and she ate the whole thing, and then when they came around, she was like, "I'm not gonna pay for that." And they were like, "Why?" And she goes, "It just tasted too fishy." It's like it's.
Fish.
It's
literally fish.
It's fish, and you ate the whole thing. You ate the entire thing. Were you just like, is it still fishy? Maybe I'll find the answer. And they took it off. They took it off the bill. She didn't pay for it. And I was like, okay, well, I guess if you're enough of a Karen, that'll happen.
I don't send food back. I've sent a drink back before food, I think I would do.
I don't think I've ever sent anything back at a restaurant. I'll just sit there and sulk.
Yeah, I tried to. Now, like, I think there was one time where
If it's a $50 steak and they torch it, Peyton, if they come over what I'll do is I'll be like, because I don't also don't want to sit there and not eat.
Right.
You gotta wait another 20 minutes and look like a fool. I'll be like, this is not medium rare, overdone, but I'll eat it. Then I want them
to offer something.
To offer to say, let me replace it. I'm going to take it back. We'll take it off the bill. We'll this and that. But very rarely will I just be like, you have to take this back. I might make the observation in the hopes that you then act. And if you don't act, then I'm not tipping you as much.
There you go. There you go.
Peyton, this place that you're talking about, I know they're known for when you order a steak, they will cut it open in front of you and say, was it cooked the way you wanted?
You know, they used to do that? And they haven't done that in a couple of years. Now, I mean, I don't frequent this place a ton. I mean, I go maybe once every couple months, but they haven't done that in years for me.
How did you order it originally?
Medium rare. But I mean, when I cut into it, I mean, it was brown inside.
Chicalin told me to go to this one spot, and they bring out this big fancy steak presentation, and I was like, okay, that looks like it's medium rare. And then they bring out their blowtorch, and
I was with you.
I'm sitting next to Bobby. I said they're destroying this.
Yeah.
Like, they think their stupid little fire extinguisher is impressing us. It was, you know, some places, like, they're forcing the show.
Yeah,
you know, with the sign that's being brought out, and they're like, hey, go ahead, put on a hat. Let's make this feel festive. I was like, they're destroying this steak in front of our very eyes, and they did. A guy who we were with who never complains, John, he's like, this is awful.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
I think he sent his food back.
So good job, Chicalin.
All right, it is the payload every Thursday at this time. We talk more about food here. The Wiener King is back, Joey Chestnut. He's trying to be back here. Joey Chestnut says he wants to return to the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on July 4th after he was banned from last year's contest from it because of his partnership with Impossible Foods. The 16-time champion is in talks with Major League Eating to try and get back into the action, into the contest. Do you guys set aside time to watch this event on July 4th?
No.
I think for somebody who has won something that much, I don't think there's a more irrelevant human than Joey Chestnut.
Wow.
Why?
It's impressive. It's all about what he can
dominance.
Do, I mean,
he's power eating. You should love him.
The moment you dip, you're done. You're out. You're not a true fast eater. You know, the shove it in the face. I don't want to see people eat, get the crap all over his cheek.
I nominate Bobby Belt for tomorrow, 9 a.m., worst take of the week.
Yeah, well, look, not my goat. I agree. LeChestnut is awful because that's what he is. He's the LeBron of his era. He thinks he's the GOAT. My GOAT is Kobayashi. It was just different in the early 2000s.
He started the game.
He started the game.
And then he got lapped.
It was a more physical era. And I don't think that Chestnut would have been able to, like, some of the way those guys would elbow you at the line. I just think he's soft. I don't think that he's anybody who era adjusted, we would say, is the GOAT. So I don't care about him performing.
I would buy Chicago Sky season tickets I tuned in for free to a single Joey Chestnut episode.
You never watched it?
Joey haters.
Awful. I can't see people eat.
It's gross.
It's gross.
Yeah. I got to watch the final 15 seconds. That's impressive to me.
Why the Chicago Sky specifically?
Because they're the first team I thought of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Portnoy.
So if you guys had to, if you were told you had to do this, you had to go into a eating contest, what's the one food item that you would feel comfortable winning in? Mine would be chicken nuggets. I think that's easy. It's small. You can just stuff them into your mouth.
How many do you think you could eat and what type?
Oh, dude. Oh, you give me like Wendy's chicken nuggets. I'll even go spicy. I think I could probably eat, let's see, in a minute, I bet you I could eat, if I was really hungry, I could eat close to 30.
In a minute?
In a minute.
All right, I'll give you.
Close to 30. I'll give myself 25.
In a minute, I'll get. All right,
all right.
Go to the mat.
Go downstairs.
No, I'll give you $150.
Yeah.
You can just try it and tell your fiance not to jump me if I don't end up paying the way she did with the hot chicken sandwich. It's not possible to eat 30 nuggets in 1 minute.
Well, I said close to 30. I give myself. I bet.
I don't think you can eat 20. Like, go downstairs. No. Go across the parking lot, and we'll get a 20 pack.
I don't think he can eat. He couldn't eat 15.
Yeah, we'll keep lowering. We'll just buy him a 20 pack.
Yeah, because I mean, that's a nugget every 4 seconds that you got to chew and get. I don't think
I will do it next week.
The answer to this for me is I don't know. The one I couldn't win any of it, but the one I think like maybe like macaroni. I do feel like macaroni for some reason is just bottomless for me.
Does
like
that
I
have to be a specific?
No,
because there's a lot of bad macaroni. No, if it, out there.
Just yeah, good macaroni. Whatever tastes good, I feel like macaroni. I could eat a whole pot of it.
I would say it's pizza for me. I just fold it up and go.
Marinara, your stomach can't handle it.
I know. I am speedy with pizza. It's bad. It's like three bites and the piece is done.
All right, last story here, guys. All right,
so you willing to do the Wendy's chicken nuggets next week?
See, it's just, I mean...
He's backtracking. You offered him $150 and he's backtracking.
I told you, when I'm hungry, I would have to do it.
Don't eat that morning.
You won't be hungry next week at all. You don't want $150?
Okay, fine. We'll do it.
You don't have to.
We'll do it. No, might as well do it. Might as well do it.
Fine. I'll try for $150 of your dollars.
Just don't watch how they're made beforehand. Just throw up.
Choppy. No, I don't need all your food preaching.
No, it has. I saw the thing that literally has petroleum in it.
So are you never going to eat any chicken nugget again?
Not that kind.
Not Wendy's, that. McDonald's?
McDonald's.
Fast food one?
McDonald's.
You think McDonald's is all of a sudden magically dropping from Purdue?
They're by far the best at tasting.
All right.
But. They have petroleum, and I'm done.
Last story here, another food story to get to here real quick. It's fix your damn sauce packets. There's been a bunch of angry customers going around. The beloved Chick-fil-A that they say their sauce packets are too hard to open up. I think we've all had this issue before. You get through a sauce packet, you just rip it open thinking, okay, it'll just fly open, yeah. And you'll dip your nuggets in there, your fries, and then you tear it right down the middle, yep. And then you have to make the decision.
Yep.
Do you have to get your finger in there and take off the rest of the lid or the wrapper, or do you just, you know, settle for a little half-dunk chicken nugget?
You know where this has never happened? Whataburger. Peels right off.
Never. Right off.
No issues. Perfectly clean. I have had this issue with the Chick-fil-A one, especially. It splits right down the middle when you peel the corner. It's awful.
Yep.
You're right. The Whataburger ketchup never fails. It never fails to open up properly the first time. Never.
It's the payload every Thursday at this time with Peyton Phillip Russell here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Are the Mavs on the list? For Kevin Durant, NBA Finals, Game 3, and the New York Knicks get embarrassed again. All of that with a Luke Bryan ticket giveaway after this.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.